With barely a month remaining before the transfer of authority, the pressure on UN envoy Lakhdar Brahimi is intense. The Security Council and the United States have made it clear that his negotiating talents are the last best hope for producing a credible government. Brahimi has a successful record in conflict mediation, but even his fans say that in this situation, the international community may be expecting too much. NPR's Vicky O'Hara has this profile.
Brahimi's resume is impressive. As the UN envoy in Afghanistan, he crafted the Bonn peace process after U.S. forces ousted the Taliban. Afghanistan now has a government, a new constitution, and it's preparing for elections in September. Before going to the UN, Brahimi was Undersecretary General of the Arab League. During those years, he mediated an end to 17 years of civil war in Lebanon. Carl Inderfirth, former Assistant Secretary of State for South Asia, worked with Brahimi on Afghanistan.
If there is a diplomatic troubleshooter that can pull a rabbit out of a hat in Iraq, I think that Lakhdar Brahimi can do it. But quite frankly, I'm not sure there's a rabbit in that hat for even Brahimi to find.
Barnett Rubin, with New York University's Center on International Cooperation, became very close to Brahimi during his Afghanistan mission. Rubin says that the Algerian diplomat has a sterling reputation.
For honesty, integrity, and for really, in a principled way, standing up for peace and progress in the Arab and Muslim world.
Brahimi also has a reputation for truly listening to what other people say, a characteristic that served him well in Afghanistan and in Lebanon. Again, Carl Inderfirth.
He does not predetermine the outcome before he has had a chance to listen to what all parties are saying and then to try to find some way to bring them together.
Barnett Rubin adds that Brahimi treats everyone with respect.
Dr. Brahimi is never late for a meeting, even if the meeting is with someone who is supposedly much less important than he is.
People who know Brahimi well say he undertook the assignment in Iraq with great reluctance. He was 70 years of age and had just completed two arduous years of work in Afghanistan. Brahimi also was very opposed to the war in Iraq. Barnett Rubin says Brahimi finally accepted the mission despite his opposition to the president's decision to start the war.
Now he has the role of trying to save the Bush administration, and this puts him in an odd position.
As Brahimi has tried to find a political solution that bridges Iraq's ethnic and religious divides, he's faced plenty of criticism. Michael Rubin of the American Enterprise Institute worked until recently with the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq. He suggests that Iraqis take a dim view of Brahimi.
Lakhdar Brahimi has won the respect of many Western diplomats for his work in Afghanistan. The problem is the respect of Western diplomats and the trust of Iraqis are two very different things.
Michael Rubin says Iraqis view Brahimi with suspicion because of his UN connection and allegations of fraud in the UN oil for food program in Iraq. Rubin also says Iraqis have not forgiven Brahimi for his days with the Arab League. Rubin says Brahimi did not stand up for the Iraqi Kurds and Arab Shia who were massacred by Saddam Hussein. But Ambassador Mokhtar Lamani, who represents the Organization of the Islamic Conference at the UN, says Iraqis strongly support Brahimi.
I know that all the Iraqi parties were thinking that the only one who can solve them is Lakhdar Brahimi. All the neighboring countries, the only one is Lakhdar Brahimi. The Security Council is Lakhdar Brahimi.
Brahimi also has been criticized for brutal pragmatism, notably in Afghanistan, where he included warlords with blood on their hands in the Bonn peace talks. T. Kumar of Amnesty International says the human rights community thought Brahimi gave away too much in the interests of a settlement.
It may be that there were a lot of pressure on him and the UN to come up with a political solution right away. So he may have to bring these people, overlooking their human rights background. Pretty notorious human rights background, I may add.
In Iraq, Brahimi faces similar tough decisions. How far to overlook the past in trying to carve peace from conflict? No matter what the envoy decides, there is no guarantee that Iraqis will accept his formula or that there will be enough security in the country to implement it. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.